Fear no one. Why are the martyrs so powerful? Why do they grip our imagination? Why do their stories move us? Because they feared no one. In the second book of Maccabees is a story about a mother and her seven sons. And all of them were martyred for refusing to renounce their faith, for refusing to eat pork and meat sacrificed to idols. And as each son was about to be tortured and martyred, the mother encouraged them, saying, "Don't give up the fight. Keep going. Don't give in." One of the sons stuck out his hands and his tongue and said, "I got these from heaven. And because of his laws, I disdain them, and from him I hope to get them back again." Another said to the king, "Because you have authority among mortals, though you also are mortal, you do what you please. But do not think that God has forsaken our people. Come on and see how the mighty how his mighty power will torture you and your descendants." He said that to the king. Talk about fearing no one. Right now, it seems as though there are a lot of things for us to be fearful about. COVID, the economy, tensions in our country, tensions around the world. So much is uncertain, so much is out of our control. And it would be really nice to hear Christ say, "Fear not, fear no one." And then we could just say, "Okay, great, I'm all good. That's good now." But that's not how things work. If it was, we would only hear the term "be not afraid" once in the Bible. But it's in scriptures over 300 times. It's something that we need to hear again and again. Since fear can be such a strong emotion, and God keeps on telling us, "Be not afraid," this morning I just want to talk a bit about what fear is and how we can make good on God's encouragement. Fear is one of the passions. It's one of our basic emotions, and the passions move us to some sort of an action. The passion of love inspires us to pursue what we want, what we desire. We see something is good, we love it, we want to get it. The passion of anger moves us to overcome some sort of injustice. And the passion of fear is what we experience when we encounter a difficulty. It moves us, in common terms, into the fight or flight mode. We experience fear if we want something good, but there's an obstacle standing in our way. Can I really get what it is that I want? Or if we find ourselves in a bad situation and we want to leave, but something's keeping us away, how do I get away from this? How can I get away? And it's this obstacle that causes fear. And things that are especially out of our control really cause us fear. Because how do you conquer something? How do you overcome something that you have no control over? And that's what causes us great fear. We'll come back to that. One way that we can understand our Lord's encouragement, "Do not be afraid," is to look at another of his sayings. "Where your treasure is, there your heart also will be." Because more than anything, we fear to lose that which we hold most dear, that which is our greatest treasure. If that treasure is the respect and the esteem of others, then we won't follow Christ's command. "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the rooftops." Our proclamation of the good news to our neighbors and friends, to our coworkers and extended family, it'll be crippled because the world doesn't want to hear what God has to say. The world doesn't want to hear what God wants to say through you. If the treasure that we hold most dear is our wealth, then out of fear that we could lose it all, we'll end up trouncing on others just to keep what we have and get a little more. If what we hold most dear, if that treasure is our life, then out of fear trying to preserve our life, we will end up losing our humanity in the end. All of these treasures can be taken away from us without our will. They can be taken from us by force, and that is a source of fear that we cannot overcome because it's completely out of our hands. But if the treasure that we hold most dear is God and our relationship with him, no one can take that from us by force. And therefore, we have no need to fear. As Psalm 29 says, "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Who should I fear? He is the fortress that surrounds me and guards my relationship with him." And it's this treasure, this conviction of God's great mercy and his almighty power, that allows the martyrs to renounce everything, to count all as loss, just to remain with him. It's that treasure that allows the mother and her seven sons to despise the Greek king that was trying to get them to renounce their faith, and to say things like, "But you, unholy wretch, you most defiled of all mortals, do not be elated in vain and puffed up by uncertain hopes when you raise your hand against the children of God. For our brothers, after enduring a brief suffering, have drunk of ever-flowing life under God's covenant. But you, by the judgment of God, will receive just punishment for your arrogance." Fear no one. My brothers and sisters, do not be afraid. Things may seem out of our hands, as though we can't conquer, overcome these difficulties. But as Christ said, "In the world you will have troubles, but fear not, for I have conquered the world."